WTD Radio News, I'm Blake Ovard. Southeast New Mexico is carrying one of the heaviest economic loads in the state, but the power infrastructure needed to support that growth is struggling to keep pace. Southwestern Public Service Company, a subsidiary of Xcel Energy, has asked the New Mexico Public Regulation Commission to approve a new generation portfolio that includes additional power generation and battery storage resources for customers in eastern and southeastern New Mexico. The filing, part of the utility's long-term planning process to secure reliable electricity through the end of the decade, would add needed capacity to a region already experiencing significant growth in demand. And a lawsuit by the Artesia Recreation Center Foundation aiming to overturn state requirements for electric vehicle charging capacity at new buildings throughout New Mexico was dismissed in district court. The suit argued the rules were unfairly delaying construction and driving up the cost of a recreation center by hundreds of thousands of dollars. But 5th Judicial District Judge David Finger dismissed the case against the state by granting a summary judgment requested by the defendant, which means the judge ruled on the case before it could go to trial. He dismissed the plaintiff's accusations and brought an end to the litigation in district court. A trial slated for April 13th was canceled with the ruling. A notice of appeal to the New Mexico Supreme Court was filed by the Recreation Center Foundation on March 9th, but the appeal is yet to be filed in the Supreme Court. And with record high temperature forecast for New Mexico this week, Lincoln National Forest on Monday increased its fire danger rating from moderate to high for all three of its ranger districts. The color-coded rating system for high, or red, means dry grasses, leaves, and small branches can catch fire easily. Most sparks or heat sources can start a fire. Unattended campfires or brush fires are likely to escape. Fires spread quickly, especially on slopes or in areas of dry vegetation. Small fires can become dangerous if not put out right away. There are no restrictions on campfires in any of the Lincoln National Forest, but it's important that visitors are aware of the risk and take proper precautions. They should never leave a campfire unattended, drown the fire with plenty of water, stir the ashes, and add more water until everything is cold to the touch, and they should avoid burning on windy days. And that's the way it is. I'm Blake Ovard. This is MTD Radio News.